You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The college football season is over. After Georgia absolutely dismantled TCU for the national championship, the final score was 65-7.
Holy crap, I didn't see that.
That is a
whooping.
It's the most lopsided college championship in history. I think, you know, you could probably look at all sports, all levels for a championship game.
Man.
Like a Super Bowl or World Series or whatever. 65-7 has to be one of the most outlandish.
It's pretty crazy.
Butt whoopings ever.
That's embarrassing. Is this good? Are we happy about this? I don't know anything about this.
Hello, game. What am I wearing?
I see
again
that
today?
You're a poser, but
damn right, buddy. The Bulldogs are now back-to-back champions, and it's beginning to look like a real dynasty might be in place there in Athens, Georgia.
Hey, can I do my takeaway from that big sports ball game last night?
Yeah, do.
Star Spangled Banner. Did you hear it?
Was that Pentatonix?
Pentatonix. I want to play 60 seconds of it or so because I...
About 30.
I got goosies. I got goosebumps listening to it. Here,
25.
I've got... Here.
And the Rockets recognize the world's best in a game through the night that our flag was still.
Face. It's banging, man.
Yeah. People are different. I'm not into vocal gymnastics with the national anthem.
But that's what they do. That's what they're, you're an acapella band. That's what they do. And
that's
that I think that
I
one was well done.
Different.
That one
people
was well
different.
Done.
Oh, it was beautiful, I guess. It's just not my style.
Yeah, I could tell.
That's why I went the classic Whitney Houston at the Super Bowl. She doesn't do vocal gymnastics with it. She just sings it in a pretty voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why to me.
I think she's been dethroned. That one's good.
Pentatonix, they're very talented, and it's a beautiful rendition. It's just not my style.
Casey on text line just said, Aka awesome. Thank you, Casey.
Okay.
Dom hates
it. Like I said, I'm glad. No, I don't hate it. It's just not my style.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I said twice that it's a beautiful rendition.
It's beautiful.
It's just
beautiful.
Not for me.
All right. All right, what's next?
Today is a free day at the National Western Stock Show. This is for grounds admission, not for the rodeo, but still. Tickets normally cost $17 to $25 depending on the day, so you can throw your boots on and go see some big animals today.
I got a story about the stock show, too. Record-breaking numbers. Crowds moseyed on over this past weekend, and they counted 109,978 people attended the stock show on Saturday and Sunday. That's a new record. That's a lot of people rolling through, stepping in the cow poo there at the stock show. A lot of people. I guess they're having some parking issues and stuff. So many people were showing up.
But, so many people are there that they can't find a place.
They can't find a place to park, but that's great.
Does the light rail let off anywhere near the stock show? I don't think so, does it?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Central and Southern California being swamped with rain. As of last night, 14 people had already died from the flooding and falling trees in some parts of the state. God, this is mind-boggling. Received as much as 14 inches of rain. There are still flood watches and warnings, including the entire San Francisco Bay Area. Some areas were hit a few years ago with horrific wildfires, so now there's big danger of mudslides, too. It's a big old mess.
Yeah.
But there's one town there. It's Montecito, California. It's under an evacuation order. People are ordered to evacuate Montecito. And the reason this is making extra news is because of the people who live in this neighborhood. Residents of Montecito include Harry and Meghan, Oprah, Rob Lowe, Adam Levine, Gwyneth Paltrow, Ellen DeGeneres, and George Lucas.
Some big names there.
Think you can afford to buy a house there?
Man. What their HOA fees are.
Yeah, exactly. There's something interesting. I was writing a piece about this for the Mindbender Club mailer today because I found it interesting. There's some relationship experts. I used to always jokingly on this show claim that I was a relationship expert. But some of them have gotten together and they've introduced something that they call the 5-to-1 ratio that they say is the key to keeping your relationship a happy, happy relationship. And basically, the 5-to-1 ratio, see if this works with you and Nicole. I bet it does. Okay. You guys seem to have a lot of these fun little positive things. Basically, for every one negative interaction that you have, whether it's a disagreement, argument, get irritated with somebody, whatever, for every one of those, you need 5 positive interactions.
Oh, okay.
And they don't have to be
big.
It
just kind of cancels the negativity out, doesn't it?
Yeah, so they don't have to be big things. You don't have to go out and buy like a ring or flowers or a whatever.
Maybe just do a compliment or
it could be
make
a
dinner.
Smile, a really genuine smile. It could be a little joke or something to make the other person laugh. As long as you have 5 good things happen for every one bad.
Good
thing.
To know. I like this. We actually were fighting yesterday, so.
You were? What'd you fight
about?
Yeah,
she says she hung up on me, essentially, on my drive home because I called her when I left. And, we were talking about some things going on during the day that was supposed to happen during the day yesterday, and she said I was being negative and difficult.
Were
she
you?
Like, I'm hanging up on you, and she hung up on me.
Enough with this. She said I was being.
No,
you know
I wasn't. I was not
so why
being
would she
negative.
Say?
She just didn't like my point of view on a few things, and she got mad. It's always funny when people accuse you of being negative and difficult when you're just expressing your point of view. And I was right.
Did you guys make up later?
Yeah, by the end of the night, everything was fine.
Oh, okay. Do you have your 5...
I'd have to go back now and relive the day and see if I had 5 positive interactions after that.
The interesting thing about this 5-to-1 ratio is they say it's not just for romantic relationships. It works with friendships, and it works with your professional relationships
as
well.
All right.
So try to eyeball the 5-to-1. What else is trending?
Mega Millions is trending. Big drawing tonight if anybody is interested in winning $1.1 billion. I didn't look up to see what the cash option is. Probably close to like $500 million or something like that. Odds of winning, 1 in 300 million. But have some fun with that tonight. I might go buy a ticket or two. We'll see. If I'm not here on Wednesday, you know I played dumb.
Well, and I have it on tape somewhere where you said that if you win, you're going to give me like, what was it, like $10
million? I'd give you $10 million. If I won $500 million cash,
yeah,
easy peasy, man. I'd write you a check. Orkin's annual top 10 list that you don't want to be on just came out. It's the ranking of the top cities with bed bugs, and they always, you know, look at the top 10. Those are the cities you don't want to move to. Chicago is number 1 for the 3rd year in a row, man. They got a lot of bed bugs.
We used to laugh every time Chicago showed up at the top of the bed bug list because our former producer of this show, Tizzy, it was a classic moment when she got bed bugs. Well, where do you think Tizzy moved to when she left Denver?
Yeah, right. She moved to Chicago.
So we used to laugh and say, she brought the bed bugs
to
Chicago.
That's right. She's always all itchy and bumpy.
And now
just so
I think
gross.
She has moved to L.A.
Yeah, she's in California now.
So watch for them to like shoot up the list here pretty
soon. I think
soon.
Los Angeles made the top 10 list, so it might be her. Denver came in 15th, if anyone is interested, on the bed bugs. It's a top 50 that they do put out. So we came out on position 15. It just seems so gross to have bed bugs, doesn't it? It's like I feel like there's just nothing you can do about it because they attack you at night. And
it does, but also, you know, we used to give Tizzy crap about it, but it's not your fault. Like, you can just go to a hotel somewhere.
Yeah, you can just pick them up. Doesn't mean you're dirty.
Yeah, it's like an unwanted passenger that comes home with you.
Yeah. Ugh, it just gives me the heebie-jeebies thinking about that. Airline seats trending this morning. I guess the reclining airline seat might be disappearing.
Thank God.
It's not an annoyance thing, mostly. It's basically talking about weight and maintenance. It's a weight and maintenance thing. They say that little mechanism from the button down to there's like a spring and different lifters and
it's
all that stuff.
It's a pneumatic thing that brings the seat back up.
All that is moving parts and all that stuff is constantly breaking, so that's a problem because they're constantly having to fix these seats. And then second, it's a weight thing. I mean, they're trying to eliminate some of the weight on these planes so they're not burning burning as much fuel. So if you remove all those mechanisms and all the parts and pieces for reclining, you're going to save a lot of weight on that seat. And then on third on the list came in as the disruption because, you know, you've got to babysit everybody that's reclining and deal with annoyed passengers and make sure everybody's sitting up straight so you can land.
I think they said the flight attendants had to be like playground monitors.
Yeah, they're babysitters, essentially.
You know, they also described how the seats that they're making now are more of a concave kind of bucket seat kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which, A, makes it more comfortable for the passenger, but also because of the bucket part of it, it provides a little bit more knee room for the seat behind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
Because of the bucket shape, then your knees just go around each side of it.
So, I guess you don't need to recline then. Yeah. I don't know. I still like reclining.
Hey, I'm flying in 2 weeks, and I'm sure some yahoo in front of me will recline their seat right back into my chin again.
Just a little bit. Just a little teeny tiny bit. 41% of Americans still have some of their holiday decorations up. About 1 in 6 still have all of them up. The story here says it's been 16 days since Christmas, 47 days since Thanksgiving. Take them down.
Take them.
Just get them down, all right? What else is going on?
Don't write in and tell us the stock show thing.
We know.
We just disagree with it.
You're just lazy, that's all. If you're invited down to a local police station, you're probably not expecting to party while you're down there. This is Jefferson County Sheriff's Office in Missouri. They put out a call this week for casual drinkers who would be interested in having a few cocktails down at the police station, and they're buying. Do I have the audio here? Let me play you this guy really quick, one of the police officers.
We are inviting people to come down and get drunk.
There you go. That pretty much sums it up. They said there's not really any catch to this. They're just doing it to help improve their deputies' field sobriety training. So when you're all liquored up, they're going to make you walk the line and do some breathalyzers and touch your nose and all that. And when they're done with you, they're going to throw you in a cop car and take you home, it sounds like.
So it's all for a good cause.
It's all for a good cause. And it allows me to play this a couple more times.
We are inviting people to come down and get drunk.
I might have to use that for one of our little Dom and Jeremy sweepers that we play. So that's kind of cool. Good for them.
Well, we've already determined that our listeners really like their booze.
Don't they? They love drinking. All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
On our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I don't know. Kind of some slim pickings today. Nothing really blew my skirt up except this guy. He's called the One Hacker Band. And he posts what he calls robot videos. He wires up musical instruments and then programs them all to play popular songs. And they do it all on their own. So there's, you know, robots strumming a guitar and playing drums. And it's fine. I mean, it'll give you a little smile to start your day, I guess. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Maybe it plays a Metallica song or something, the one I posted.